Ryan, congratulations. You must be delighted. 2015.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. Yeah, things are going well. You know, I'm still enjoying playing. You know, it's a great team, great atmosphere at the club. We're going places as well. I think we have a lot of young guys who are, you know, coming, standing up to the plate and doing really well, and they're improving every year. So, you know, I'd be very surprised if we don't win something while I'm still here. You know, I think we've done well this year so far.
Is that the big carrot for you? You want to win silverware whilst you're at Yorkshire?
Yeah, of course. You know, I still feel young and fresh, and I'm still enjoying my cricket. I'm still bowling pretty well, and the guys are pulling me along, especially in the winter with all this hard training. But yeah, that's why I came back, to win trophies. And I think what the appeal was, we've got a lot of young guys who are all around the same age, and it's a pretty young team, and I think we're going places. I think, you know, to lose two matches in 31 games, 32 games is serious effort, you know, so we've done really well. I mean, Durham are probably going to win the championship now, but I think credit to what we've achieved. It's just a pity we've drawn too many at home.
So how long do you think you can go on? I mean, you're here till 2015 at the earliest, but do you think you can go beyond that?
Why not? I mean, you know, all credit to the backroom staff as well. I think it's not just about the 11 players. You probably got 15, 20 players in the squad, but also the backroom staff, you know, the Fizz, Tom Summers, you know, keeping me fit, you know, keeping me lean and keeping me on the field. So, yeah, as long as I'm fit, I'm happy with the way I'm bowling. I think, you know, I've played long enough now to be, you know, how to bowl and be consistent. So, you know, I've done that, and, you know, the club have shown faith in me, so hopefully I can repay that by taking lots more wickets.
And I understand from Martin yesterday, he mentioned the mentoring role for some of the younger players, the young quick balls that are coming through. That, I guess that'll be something that you'll relish as well going forward.
Yeah, I mean that's great. I enjoy that. You know, Mo and a lot of the young guys come and ask me questions about how to bowl on different pitches, and, you know, how do you hold the ball for a away swinger and stuff like that. And I really like that side of it. Hopefully, you know, one day I might get a job at this club as a bowler, a bowling coach or something. But yeah, again, you know, I want to play as long as possible. I've said it many a time that you're a long time off being retired. So while I'm still fit and bowling well, I want to play.
And there's not a finer sight. You know, yesterday, 4 for 27 against Middlesex. You must have loved it out there.
Yeah, I think it also helps that I think as a quartet, we bowled brilliantly. You know, Pato, you know, we didn't get off to a great start yet. So I think on those wickets, when it's seaming around, you probably try a bit too hard. And first session, we weren't happy with the way we bowled as a team. And then, you know, Brooksy, Pato, you know, came on and bowled outstandingly well. So it was just a great team effort. I mean, on the back of that, sometimes you take no wickets, but if I'm doing my job for the other guy at the other end, then I'm happy.
Just finally, this is it then, Yorkshire, no other counties, you're going to finish your career?
No, I want to finish my career here. You know, it all started here. You know, I'd like it to end here, and, you know, it's been a great year for me, you know, to pass Dad's record and, you know, get 600 wickets. You know, I'm a great